Well, let's talk about it. We have a special guest joining me in studio. It's the 19th annual Valley Pride Day Community Leader Cleanup, and it's all going down this Saturday, isn't it?
And we can't wait. Rain or shine, we're going to be out there cleaning the streets.
Yeah.
It's sad that we have to do that, but we love to keep our valley clean. And we're going to start out with people registering at their local town registration places, and they can find that on Facebook.
Okay.
But they can pick up their bags and their gloves and their assigned street and go out and clean between 8:30 and 11:30, and then at 12 o'clock come up to the Hampton Inn, and we have a huge
celebration. Yeah,
huge
that should be a lot of fun. And that's the best way to find out these registration locations and all the information, really, is to follow you guys on Facebook.
Right. Follow us on Facebook. It'll be announced in an article in the Conway Daily Sun probably on Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
But Facebook is the easiest. Or they can call me directly, 207-441-8170.
There we go. Yes, perfect.
Some of the things that we're going to have at the celebration that will entice people is Ben and Jerry's will be there with scooping ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of restaurants are donating food and bringing food over for us, plus a barbecue.
Okay.
Home Depot will be there for the kids with a workstation. Carlos will be there playing music.
Yes.
You guys will be there
Absolutely.
Playing music.
Yeah.
The water park will be open for the kids, and this year we have a spinning wheel with prizes on it, and everybody gets to spin the wheel and win a prize that's been donated by the community businesses.
Wow.
So
excellent.
It's just so much fun, and it just makes doing the work so rewarding.
Absolutely, and it's a big celebration. There's actually a nice little write-up in the paper this morning. Somebody wrote a letter to the editor from the Eaton Center, I believe her name was Patricia, writing about how it's amazing how much the litter does kind of build up over the winter, of course, and it is a sad to see, but this Valley Pride Day is a nice way to kick off that season of cleaning it up, and it's a nice example to lead to live by when it comes to living here right in the Valley. And cleaning up everybody.
Well, we pick up tons.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Tons of litter. Keep in mind, there's over 1,000 volunteers that come out and 32 communities that get involved, and it grows bigger and bigger every year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of energy going into picking up trash, believe it or not. So.
And I think that was mentioned because 19th annual, 19 years ago is when it all began. And of course, I think it said you had maybe 300 volunteers, and now we have thousands of volunteers.
Yeah. So it really goes to show you, when you have a passion about something, you may think you're just one person, but if you get started on something, it grows, especially when it's something as great as cleaning our community. So I encourage people, you got a passion, get out there and do it, because 19 years ago, that's how I started.
And what was the true inspiration of that? Did you just see litter on the side of the road and said, I need to pick it up?
Yeah, and I complained about it and complained about it, and then I said, well, this is not getting it done. So I said, let's get a few people together and start cleaning. And then we'll celebrate after, because celebration is always a motivator.
Of course.
And then the community started getting involved and saying, I want to help. And businesses started saying, well, I'll do this or I'll do that. North Conway Incinerator donates 2 big roll-offs so that we can haul off the trash so it doesn't impact the community. The town of Conway has now made Valley Pride Day Amnesty Day for the town.
Absolutely.
So the community can take their trash and stuff directly to, you know, to the transfer station. And all the communities have embraced it. So it's just, it's amazing when you have something like that that's good for the community, how everybody wants to be part of it.
Everybody wants to help out. And it is amazing about all the towns that get in, because it just goes big. It's just, like you've said, going bigger and bigger every year.
It goes from the Lakes region in New Hampshire to the Lakes region in Maine. It goes from Portland coastline intermittently out through to the west side, all the way up to Mount Washington Hotel.
Incredible.
So
Incredible.
It's a big area.
Yeah, big area. Lots of trash to clean up, and we want to be ready, spick and span, for our summer guests, of course. And that's what cleaning up the valley is all about, which is truly great. It's going to be a fun day. Registration kicks off 8:30 and through until about 10 o'clock. Again, you can visit Valley Pride Day on Facebook for all the info about those locations. And then, of course, the big celebration happening from noon until 2 at the Hampton Inn in North Conway, with food, music, prizes, and more. Flatbread pizza, of course, Ben and Jerry's, the Home Depot PlayStation. We got lots going on. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and follow Valley Pride Day for all the info. Looking forward to it, right? It's going to be a big day.
Can't wait.
Cannot wait. Rain or shine, make sure you check it out. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you, Gino.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.